Seattle lawmakers are deciding how the city will spend money next year. It's a period of intense lobbying. Beginning tomorrow, city council members will start revealing which causes and organizations they have chosen to fund. KUOW's Joshua McNichols brings us the story of a small arts organization trying to stand out from the crowd. They want the city's support in getting Seattle's literary scene recognized by the United Nations.
Writer Ryan Boudinot used to publish his books in New York City, but then he discovered there's a literary revolution going on right here in Seattle. I asked him to prove it, so he brought me to a comic book store in Seattle's Georgetown neighborhood.
Oh, this is one of my favorite graphic novels ever. This is Black Hole by Charles Burns, and it's this completely creepy tale of mutants in high school living in a 70s Northwest.
Boudinot says Fantagraphics books elevated comics into literature. It was all part of a cultural renaissance that began with grunge music. Poet Stephen Jesse Bernstein published his poems on grunge record label Sub Pop. Before he died, he lived just down the street from here in an apartment on Boeing Field. As you can imagine, his apartment was very noisy.
But instead of fighting it, he really embraced the noise and the commotion around him.
Maybe I need the noise to write poems, make love, and eat. I'm going to hang a sign out my window that says, "More noise, please."
Boudinot thinks Seattle should be recognized by the United Nations as a city of literature. Basically, the Cities of Literature Network provides a way of marketing Seattle's literary scene around the world. More Seattle authors would find their work translated into other languages, and international authors might choose a Seattle publisher, like Fantagraphics. This merry-go-round of cultural exchange means more book sales for everybody. Boudinot figures he needs about $17,000 to help offset the costs of applying to the UN program. So he marched his love of Seattle literature into a city council budget hearing and walked up to the podium where advocates sign up to speak.
And we were number 85 in a list of people who spoke.
This week, Boudinot will learn if he swayed any city council members to sponsor his cause. But even if he failed, he says this project has helped Seattle writers recognize the scene around them. I'm Joshua McNichols for KUOW.